Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. My name's Francesco, joined as always by Dennis. How are you doing this week, Dennis?
I'm doing great, Fran. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. You know, I thought we kind of got through the 90 to 100 degree weather here in Massachusetts, but it's just killing us here this week.
Yeah, not a stick of rain in sight for about another week.
Unbelievable. Yeah, my grass is definitely not looking good. I'll tell you that much for sure. But listen, we got a kind of a little bit of a different episode this week. You know, the last few weeks we've really focused on kind of appliance categories and really was able to dive deep. And, you know, it's been really great. We've got a lot of great feedback. And one of the things that we constantly get feedback, you know, especially from a lot of people that are out of our area, and, you know, it's great that we get a lot of people watching and listening that, you know, live in other parts of the country and really, you know, don't have the ability to be Yale customers. And they're like, you know, who would you recommend or what do you look for in a good appliance dealer? And, you know, we're always trying to, you know, tell people what we do and some of the things that they can look for. So we figured, you know, hey, why not do a show on this? And we can really kind of tell customers, here's some of the things that Yale does. And not only that, but just some of the things that you should look for to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable appliance dealer, because it's way more than just sales and showroom. And that's a part of it. But there's so much that goes into all those things, from pre-ordering to after-ordering to delivery service, all these things. So that's what we're going to dive deep into today.
Yeah, I think it was kind of exciting as we started to do this. Of course, Stephen, our owner, has blogged and talked about these things for years, quite frankly, because they are things that you should consider. But, you know, as we did a deeper dive, really focusing on both our customer, because, you know, we say it all the time, we don't make appliances. Quite the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. We just manufacture the very appliances that everyone else can sell as well. But what we do and what we think are important is everything that happens after you. Well, during the selling the appliance, of course, but then after the appliance, It's really what you remember, because you live with this thing for a long time, for years and years and years, and you're going to use it, and it's kind of the heart of your home. So we think it's really important to focus on those things. And we're actually going to drop an exclusive today, right, to the audience. What are they going to get there,
all right, Fran? Here we go. Our exclusive new appliance dealer comparison checklist. So this is something we're really excited about. And, you know, we put a ton of content out there on our website, and we've had this delivery checklist out there really for customers to help them kind of make sure that they're getting a great delivery experience. And that's been extremely popular. We figured, you know, heck, again, while we're talking about this, why not put out an appliance dealer comparison checklist with some of these important things that we're going to talk about today that a customer can kind of take with them while they're comparing all their options of where to purchase appliances.
Right. We're waiting for that to come up. Where are they going to be able to access this? They're going to be able to email, right, and get a copy of this. So we would send that to them that they could use when they're doing their own comparisons, whether they're in our market and they want to say, what does Yale offer versus competitors? Or if they're in their own market, they could certainly use this checklist to compare the local people in their own market, correct?
Yep. help@yaleappliance.com. You can send us an email as well. And after this, we'll send out those and you'll have the first exclusive access to the comparison checklist. And again, help@yaleappliance.com. And you'll see that kind of posted wherever you're watching the stream. You'll see that kind of link down there as well for you to email us.
Okay, great. So do we want to dive in here and kind of take it as it goes?
Absolutely. So I think the first thing that we want to talk about, obviously, you know, first and foremost, when you're shopping, the first thing you got to look at is the showroom, the sales in general, the salespeople, all those sort of things. And what are some of the important things that a customer should look for just kind of on the surface at the showroom and with the salespeople?
Okay, first off, when they meet the salesperson, what is the salesperson's, this is really important to ask, what is their part in the process? What do they own during your process of buying an appliance? Are they just going to sell it to you and then they're off and gone and they don't offer any value and it's up to you to do all the work? They should really be collaborating with your tradespeople. And your tradespeople, this doesn't need to be a fancy project. It could just be installing a dishwasher or a refrigerator, whatever that is. But they should be reaching out to the people. If you have your own people doing the work, whether that's cabinet design, architects, builders, they should be heavily involved. Because there's a lot of nuances and moving parts that each one of those people on your project need to know, even if it's just an installer and a plumber. They need to know specific things to make sure that it's installed correctly and that it functions the way you intended it to. So I think that's really important. Are they asked that question? If they say they're just going to drop and run, I don't do anything, I just take your money. Well, that doesn't seem like really a great, probably, collaboration on a project that has a lot of moving parts.
Definitely.
The next piece in there would be live products to test. You know, live products in multiple ways, like truly live, gas, electricity. Can you actually test drive them? You know, it's really important to make sure that you're happy with your buying purchase. That could be one. Yeah. And not every store is going to have every single appliance truly connected to gas, right? That would be a lot. And, you know, there'd be a lot to it. But at the very least, would they have electricity? You know, every single appliance at Yale is powered on. We want you to be able to turn the knobs, see what it looks like. What are the colors of the knobs? What does the display look like? How intuitive is it? Easy to use? Really, really important, right? Especially as things get more and more technical. So,
and here you can see one of the kitchens in our Hanover showroom as well. And, you know, you can see the products installed in different ways, whether they're paneled, whether they're, you know, stainless steel. You can use them. You can kind of see how the controls work. And also, you know, it's the appliances, but it's also how they're going to look in different kitchens. And, you know, I know this is obviously near and dear to your heart for sure, but customers can come in and see different designs, and we keep up with trend on the cabinets and things like that. So you can truly see what that may look like, what a customer is looking for in their designs.
Great, great point. I mean, realistic displays, right? Not only realistic, and every one of our stores probably has 20 to 30 displays. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from smaller four-piece vignettes to larger kitchens like you're seeing here, running water, gas, power, electricity, you know, all that type of stuff. But as much, not only to see how it's installed, right? Because, and to ask that question, as I see them installed in your showroom, is this how they look in real cabinets? You know, if you've been to Home Depot, Lowe's lately, or at a lot of appliance stores, they buy the cheapest displays, if they even have. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times there are little metal signs around these. Like, that's great until it gets put into cabinets. What does it look like? What does it really, really look like? What's it going to look like installed? Because we have so many people, until we did these things, you know, and as you know, in our showroom, we install many appliances can be installed two ways. They might be able to be installed flush or proud and stick out. Within one kitchen, we'll show it installed both ways and educate you as to what you'd need to do to your cabinets to get that look. And then the other, and then take it a step further to talk with the cabinet person to make sure that that's how they order the cabinet. So, you know, again, realistic kitchen displays, live displays, are they going to collaborate? Do they make the process easy, right? Yeah. How do we do that? I mean, there's name some of the ways we do that, Fran. I mean, there's one for sure right here that we love. Yeah.
So one is really trying to keep it, you know, and obviously a lot of shopping habits have changed over the really the last couple of years, but it was changing even before that too. So we always try to make it easy for customers. And is it easy to go into a store? Can you make an appointment for when's easy for you? Can you choose a specific time to come in and have a salesperson ready for you? So we certainly offer that 7 days a week in our showroom where a customer can make an appointment at a time that works for them. They can choose a salesperson. They can pick a random salesperson. So it really kind of gives them the ability to really come in when is convenient for them and know they're going to get help quickly.
Yeah, again, we have bios to salespeople. Some people have certain passions. Of course, they know all about appliances as they need to, but you know, some people just gravitate to a particular person or maybe something they said. So we have those bios. Or like you said, you could get a cold person, but again, make it. You can do this at night. You could book this at 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night from your app, from our Yale, right from your iPhone or from your phone, from our website, book the appointment, reschedule the appointment. So really kind of cool. And people's time is valuable. So really having that set appointment person waiting for you, it's kind of like going to a restaurant nowadays. It's nice to know you have a table when you get there, right?
Absolutely.
The next one would be live click to chat. The word live is really important, folks. Who else in this world is so tired of bots? I mean, click to chat is something, you know, I see so many places say, oh, I have click to chat. No, you have a computer and everyone knows it's a computer within the first 13 seconds. So, you know, to that end, making sure that it's live. Is it truly a person? Are they truly an appliance salesperson? You know, I think of car shopping. How many times do I do an inquiry? Oh, I can help you. No, I really can't help you. Let me get to you to a salesperson. Our click-to-chat people are real amazing salespeople that can deal with you. So that would be great, live click-to-chat.
Absolutely. Right?
Okay. Now let's get to, go ahead, Fran. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, no, absolutely. And you know, for the showroom, there's all those things for sure. And then, you know, the convenience, the displays, everything like that. And then, you know, once you're done with that first kind of part of that experience, you know, that's really just the beginning. And we always say that, you know, that's just the beginning of the relationship. From there, it's everything that goes on afterwards. And the next really most important thing we can talk about here is delivery. And what you're looking for.
I mean, delivery, right? So let's assume now you had a great salesperson, beautiful showroom. You picked the appliance of your dreams. It's all going well. Now you got to get things delivered, right? Again, let's start off with the obvious. How many times have you booked delivery or service? Whether it's, you know, Comcast. Everyone says Comcast because they are just so bad. But it could be Home Depot. How many people get that 4 hour, 8 hour, 10 hour window? How many people are so sick and tired of the COVID excuse of, oh, we're short staffed, we don't know when you're coming? I mean, heck, Amazon doesn't even deliver like it used to, right? Mm-hmm. So again, at Yale here, you know, obviously we give you that 2 hour time window, but then more so a delivery track app, just like you've seen in many places, but we have for appliances, and you see that truck coming right to you, just like this here. So you know where your delivery are. So if you have to pick up the kids, shoot to the store, go to the pharmacy, whatever you got to do, the app makes it really, really easy. And, you know, part of the thing is people would say, oh, is this self-serving? No, but I'm also going to take it a step further. If the appliance company or the store you're buying from doesn't have these types of services, I'm going to ask you, how good do you think their customer service is? Like, if they're not that evolved in this day and age, we're not like landing a rocket on a pinhead here. This is like in our world, in Yale's world, the way we work is management and as a company, we firmly believe these are expectations consumers have. They're educated. Their time is valuable. So let's just give them the very tools that would make me happy if I was buying something somewhere. So appliance tracker is great. 2 hour time frame. Do they give you a 2 hour time frame? Can they give you a half hour call ahead? Those types of things, right? Floor protection, hugely important. You can imagine it will, right? Many times appliances go in. And it's tough to see, maybe depending on your screen in this photo, but if you look below these appliances, this is Masonite. A type of thin, protective, but very thick and dense material. We put every single appliance on. So before it goes in your hole, if it's a gas range, we can't connect gas in the state of Massachusetts. By law, it needs to be a licensed plumber. So we're going to put it in front of that hole, let the person who's going to do the finished connection put it in and slide it into the hole without scratching your floor. So those are things like floor protection, right? Because it's great. You got a good deal on the appliance until they gouge your brand new bamboo floors or whatever you had put in. Right? How is damage, but invariably things happen. So how is damage then handled? Right? So something did go wrong. They do. We're not perfect. No one is. But are they pushing it to a third party or do they handle it internally? Do they actually have an apartment to do it? Do they come to your home? Are they in identified trucks? Is it, oh, I'll get there when, is there a real process to that? There should be because things are going to happen, right? The people coming into your home, service, delivery, installers, I don't care who it is. If anyone that you don't know is going to come into your home, potentially with your family, kids, loved ones, wouldn't you want to know they were background checked? Not only background checked, are they Corey checked? So they background check for all the basics, but then just right out down into actual criminal offenses. And can they prove that they are? Really important, right? Cost companies a lot of money. It's expensive for us to do. In fact, every single employee at Yale is background checked, every new hire, whether they're delivery or just a person. But at the very least, you want the people in your home coming in to be Corey checked and background checked, right?
Yeah. And then important to, you know, especially for us, as we know, you know, delivering in cities like Boston and tight spaces. And, you know, these are the things that we really require our salespeople to make sure they're asking, like, ask all the details of it. Where exactly in the home is it going? Is there multiple floors? So we do things like complimentary site checks, and we'll come out there and visit the home first and make sure that the, whatever it is that you're purchasing will actually fit, never mind inside the space, but get through some of these stairwells as well. And especially in places like the city where, you know, there's certainly some tight older homes and multi-unit areas that are very difficult to deliver in.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, folks, listen, in COVID, there's been all sorts of circumstances, and we'll talk about other ones when we get to install, but, you know, even the ability to do virtual site checks. Mm-hmm. Now, generally, when we're delivering a big appliance, if it's close, we want to know, and you want to know. But, you know, just rule that out. Is it free? Do they do it? And how fast do they do it? Can the salesperson do it themselves? Is it a big thing to like, oh, let me check with my manager? No, they should just do it. They really should, right? Because truth be told, for us, we do it because we just want to do it one time. It's very expensive to come multiple times with delivery drivers and professionals to your home and stage the appliance, get it there, and find out it's not going to fit. So it's something we can offer, okay? We do them constantly. Removals included. Now let's be careful on the word removal of disconnected appliances. In your delivery price, is that included or is it hidden charges? I want to smash my computer every time I see Home Depot and Lowe's deliver for free or Best Buy. No way. And it's so upsetting to me. I think as an educated consumer in anything I do, I hate hidden fees. I just hate them. So is it included or no? Are they going to say it's free? Oh, caveat, put it on their Home Depot card. Caveat, Oh, they're going to charge you $50 per appliance to disconnect. Mm-hmm. Oh, caveat, they won't go up more than three stairs. Oh, caveat. And yeah. at the end of the day, guess what your delivery was? About $350.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, by the way, by a non-sourced or non-on, you know, not one of their own delivery agents either. Correct. You know, just some random company, cheapest for provider they could find to, to schlep the product, right? Not Corey check, not background check, all those types of things.
Yeah.
So super important. When they deliver, do they take delivery photos? Why do we take delivery photos, Fred?
Just to make sure that if there's any damage in the home, damage to the appliance, any claims that need to be done after the fact, everything, it's really for the protection of the customer, for to make sure that there's no issues after the fact. And when there is an issue, absolutely, we'll stand behind that and make sure that it gets taken care of for that customer.
Yeah, you know, for the longest time, we had these things. And you know, many times as the homeowner in the middle, you take the appliance delivery. Now, maybe you weren't there. You were at work and your contractor received it, or your cabinet person, or a son, or a daughter, or a friend. You know, at the end of the day, we get to this. Everyone's saying, oh, who damaged it? At the end of the day, it's not for us to sit there and you know, blame him or blame her. But we just want to understand where it started. And then what can we do to remediate it? And many times these manufacturers do have a period of time that we have to report the damage to. So God forbid there were damage. You want to take photos right then so that you're protected. That's the takeaway. You want to make sure they're doing that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Multiple delivery fee options. What does that mean? There should be a one-time delivery fee if you're doing a one-time item. In the middle of COVID, Fran, if you were doing more than one item, how often is it? Well, it's getting a little better, but certainly on a big project, even let's say before COVID, pre-COVID, or in the perfect world that everything's available, on a project, how many times does the contractor want everything at one time? Never. Correct. He might want the hood first because he's going to run the duct work. And the granite people want the sink and the cooktop because they need to template and cut the counters. And all these types of deliveries become multiple delivery charges. Mm-hmm. So does the store offer a reasonable one-time charge that's an unlimited amount of deliveries? You know, truth be told, we've been doing this for years only because that's what people want. And we just want it. We need to somewhat offset our costs, but we want to keep it reasonable. But we never want to say no when they want another delivery. Like, yes, if that's what you need, we'll split the delivery and we'll deliver it as many times as you need to until your project's done, wherever you need it delivered to. So, no, we talk about that. What else we got on there, Fran?
So really, this kind of goes into segues a little bit into install as well. But, you know, there's certain things that our delivery team can do. And there's certainly things that our delivery team can't do. And that really does require an install team. And those are things that you really want to be careful about, because there's a lot of places, especially we see it online all the time, where, oh, you know, they're going to deliver for, like you said, deliver for free, no problem. But really, what does that delivery include? And what does white glove delivery mean? And are they dropping that off in your home? Are they even bringing it into the home? Are they connecting to existing connections like electrical or a refrigerator to the existing water line, things like that, washers and dryers, electric dryers. So some of those things you really want to be clear what the delivery team can do and what's really available either at an added expense or just available in general to make sure that you're getting exactly what you think. So I can tell you that if that conversation is not done up front, that can be the number one most surprising thing for a customer is they're finally getting their products delivered. And they're like, well, what do you mean? You're not hooking this thing up. What am I supposed to do with this?
Correct. If I had a dollar back in the, before we had these types of processes and that a homeowner would say, well, I don't know. I don't buy appliances every day. Last time I bought one was 17 years ago. I just figured you disconnected my gas, cut the cabinet, put it in there. You know, those conversations really are had. And it may be in your mind very reasonable, but at the very least, know and ask that question. What do you do? What can't you do? And if you can't do it, do you have a department that can? Mm-hmm. Right? Right. Okay. We talk about removing packaging. Sounds simple. They should. Mm-hmm. Is it included in the delivery price? And when they remove it, because those things, you don't know how many people get left with reams of styrofoam, plastic, cardboard, everything under the sun. Sometimes you live in towns that the disposal of that those things aren't easy. Or if they are, they require a pickup truck or this and that. So you just want to make sure you're asking that question. Sounds simple, but it's not. It's a hidden thing many times. Does the store that you're about to create a relationship with offer things that are going to make life easy down the road or at the time? Mm-hmm. So same day, next day delivery. We've been offering same day, next day delivery for four years now because we know that many times it's a distressed purchase, you know? And if something broke in your home, a stove, heck, I mean, on Thanksgiving, you know yourself, Fran, we win more customers over by bringing in ranges, as crazy as this sounds. We bring them in for those emergency calls that come in, and we get people going as often as we can the day of Thanksgiving or the night before. Yeah. You know, just, but can they do it same day, next day? How fast to market are they? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we talked about connections, you know, do they reconnect, disconnect? What do they do as part of that standard delivery? And as much as anything is as much in everything here as are the delivery people their own? Like, do they only work for that company? Are they only there in people? Or are they going to hang up with you and say, I got to talk to the delivery company? Like, that would drive me nuts, right? You didn't point that out in the sales process and tell me if anything went wrong, you wouldn't deal with it. Yeah. So ask those questions. Are they their people? Do they work for them every single day? Are they the same people? Are they Corey background check? So there's a lot to delivery. Honestly, folks, it's one of the biggest expenses for an appliance dealer. And it's one of the things that 99% of appliance dealers cut corners on in every possible place they can to get the cheapest service that they can in to be able to say they do it.
For sure.
And you got to then ask the questions to make sure if the pricing is same between most stores, which you're going to find it probably is, there's not a big, you know, the jig is up. The internet has, there is no hidden prices. The prices should be pretty much darn near the same. And if they aren't, and there's a huge delta, you have a lot of these questions you should be asking that dealer because something's askew. All right. So what else? Did I miss anything on delivery? What do you think there?
No, that's really everything in delivery. It's so critical, you know, especially at the end, all these things where, you know, if there is that something, and listen, like we've always said, we're not perfect. Things go wrong. There can be an issue. Absolutely. Things can happen. But when there is a problem, you want to make sure that it is a person that they're owning that own delivery. So you're only dealing with that same company. And that's kind of the theme throughout. You want to be dealing with the same company that's selling you the appliance for the delivery, for the install, for the service. That's kind of the theme here, is really to find those people that are all encompassing and do everything. That's kind of the most important. Now, the next thing, just like we said, you know, it's not really that our delivery team's not able to do everything, but we do provide services through our regular installation team, and we have a custom installation team that really can do a little bit more of those things too.
We have a lot more than a team. We have lots.
Yeah, exactly.
If there was one department, and we have a lot of people in install, it's a major department for us, 40 plus employees. So, and growing. I mean, we'd like to get that to 100 plus employees. And these aren't just typical installers. They can cut granite, cut cabinets. They can do everything, right, for the most part. We have plumbers on staff, master electricians on staff, all those types of things. Now, they cost money, and it is additional. And there's certain things certainly they can't do. They're not, I'm not going to say they're full general contractors either, but they are trained professionals. And we'll jump around a little bit there. And one of the things I mean by trained professional is with 99% of the appliances that if we install them for somebody, they get an extra year warranty from the manufacturer because we are authorized serviced. So if somebody even says, hey, I have a guy that does installs for our company, it's not my employee, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find many companies that own their own employees. We do. Because we don't want to pass the buck. It's just, we think it's the right way to do business, but it's expensive to do it that way. But a lot of people are going to use a third party. And if they use a third party, start asking lots of great questions. Are they factory served, authorized? What does that mean? That means when they do it wrong, the factory is going to point the finger at the installer and yourself and say, good luck. Mm-hmm. That's not an appliance problem. That's an installation problem. It's so hard to find installers in this day and age. Contractors are amazing craftsmen. Not amazing installers most times. They do this part of the time. So we make these types of things very inexpensive as humanly possible. The goal of this is not even to make money in install, it's to break even on install. Because if it's installed right, most of the time we avoid a service call when they think it's acting or looking wrong in wherever it's installed, okay? Mm-hmm. Do they offer those services? Now, so many times people come in our stores and they're asking us, hey, I have an old something. I think this will fit. I measured the dimensions. They're not doing a whole new kitchen. So, Fran, what services do we offer then?
So as far as some of the things that our install team will do as well, just kind of taking care of the home and protecting the home as well.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about site checks. So we'll do virtual site checks. Yep. There is a cost to this. Now, part of the cost or the cost gets credited back as long as you're buying the appliance from us. But these are master installers. that will virtually over the phone determine if your appliance will fit in the home. They're going to ask you some questions, and 90% of them can be done virtually, very easy, at your convenience, over the phone, you know, through FaceTime or a type of a couple of apps they use, but that we make it really, really easy to determine. If we can't determine as part of that same charge, we will send a person to you to actually do it in the field. That's a whole department of ours. It's just something we do that cuts the time down to make sure that we can do it quickly for you and that we make sure that we can do it for you. So do they offer a site check, pre-site check? Can they do it virtually? Can they do it in real time? And then as well, do they quote you when you leave? So if you did all that work, they help you so that whether you use Yale or not in that case, and you say, hey, I'm going to use somebody else, do you actually have a framework to go try to find your old tradesperson and say, hey, here's what needs to be done. What would this cost me? And could you even do it?
Right.
You know, I'm going to tell you, when we do this 99.999% of the time, we end up doing it because no one can do it for the prices we can, because it's all we do. It's not part of what we do, right?
Especially if it's a replacement. You know, sometimes when it's a new home or a new build, you know, a lot of times your people are really making that to that same spec. But if you're replacing a wall oven, replacing a cooktop, replacing a built-in refrigerator, a lot of times those are not easily replaceable in that same kind of cabinet cutout. And that's where it is extremely critical for those situations to make sure you have someone that's able to do that work for you.
Yeah. And honestly, you know what, the builders, if you're working with someone, the builders want us to do it. If you asked your builder, you mean Yale would come do this for this cheaper than he could ever hire his own people to do it? You're going to get an extra year warranty. They shoulder all the responsibility and do it. Yes, of course. So it's something that honestly, we're not fighting with the contractor. Honestly, they generally don't even want to do it. They would love to have somebody that could do it and take that burden off of them, because they don't do it every day. Again, are those people Corey background checked? And do they leave things like this leak detection paper? Are they still putting those protecting your floors coming in and out of the home? Do you get an extra year warranty? Those are the questions you want to ask, okay? Reviews, let's talk about reviews for a minute, Fran. So it's a review world, right? So can you talk a little bit about the types of reviews and places maybe they should start to look?
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone, you know, for the reviews, you know, everyone thinks of Yelp and places like that too. But some of the ones that, you know, the ones that you're really going to get truly a lot of unfiltered reviews, a Better Business Bureau, Google reviews, Yelp, of course. And it's not only to see, oh, wow, there's a good rating, or, you know, they get a lot of good reviews. You always want to look at the negative reviews too and see what the negative reviews say. And more importantly, are they responding to those? And are people maybe updating those reviews because they're happy with what happened after the fact? Again, we always go back to it. Nobody's perfect, and we're certainly not perfect. No, but we always try to make sure that if something does go wrong, we are responding to those customers. We're doing everything possible to fix the situation. So you want to really see how that dealer will handle issues, because they will come up no matter what, no matter, again, no one's perfect. Issues absolutely will come up. And really what matters is how they handle those as well and how they respond to those.
Yeah, and the response, is it just call us? Is it seem sympathetic, empathetic? Do they do it consistently? Do they do it timely? Mm-hmm. You know, we'll just put it out there. There's not a company in the country that has as many reviews as us, as high as we do. I'll also tell you, if you look, we've made some mistakes. We are not perfect. And I would say that if anyone was dead perfect, you probably have more concern, because things happen. These are appliances. But I can only tell you, you want to see, and I can certainly tell you with Yale, it's 110% effort to make it right. When we do make it wrong, we're going to own it and we're going to make it right. And does that company do that? So really, it shouldn't just be, oh, I looked at Google, I looked here and there. I will tell you, challenge me on this. I'd love to see it happen. Find any online internet-based appliance company that ships cross-country, out of market, does not have service. Check their Better Business Bureau rating, where people are actually suing them or formally charging them. It's abysmal. You'd be hard-pressed to find one much over two and a half stars might be the best. The reality of it is because it comes across and touches 10,000 people's hands in boxes, gets damaged, broke, there's lost in translation, there's the blame game everywhere. So in an internet age, you know, I'm frankly more bold about our future in an internet age than ever, because the jig is up for some people. I buy a ton of things online, things that I can put like right under my arm myself and walk in the house and put on my dining room table. I'm fine with that. If it's 3, 4, 5, 800, 1,000 pounds, takes turns, is 4 feet, good Lord, nope, not me. And as long as that remains as hard as it is, and we know it requires all these high touch things to do it well, our future is bright. And there's a lot of great brick and mortar appliance companies probably in your area that maybe do some. No one's probably going to do all, but a lot of these things, and certainly a lot better than internet players. So it's something to strongly consider.
Absolutely.
Why don't we go down to, we looked at reviews, look at the good, look at the response. What else do we have here, Fran? Let's get into the next.
Yeah, let's talk about service too, because, you know, just like an install or a delivery, you want to make sure who's going to service the appliance, not if something goes wrong, really when something goes wrong. You know, we post reliability stats online on our website, truly from our service department.
How do the manufacturers like those reliability studies we do?
Yeah, not great. Yeah, they don't.
No, do we get yelled at a lot? Yeah, but we're always gonna shoot you straight on that, because you know your issues are our issues. Because frankly, we lose our shirt in service. We do not make money in it. So we want you as bad as you want to have the best appliance humanly possible, or the company that's going to be the most responsive. Because that's what our customers remember, and that's where we bleed, and that's where you're frustrated. So service for sure.
Yeah, and just asking the right question as far as, like, you know, who's going to service the appliance? Is it the manufacturer? Do I call you when I need service? And those are really important and critical questions to ask.
Sure. Yeah, not only do they call you, when I call you, are you dispatching your people, your W-2'd employees? Or are you going to hang up with me, call the very 1-800 number, and then call me back and tell me they won't cover it or they won't do something? If you're going to do that, then you really don't have service. You have a person that calls on your behalf, but under the guise of service. And I'll tell you, that's 95% of appliance companies. So ask that question, because I'm also going to tell you appliances break quite often, actually. So it's really important to do that. Okay. What else, Fran? What else do we have in there?
So last thing we really want to cover, and this has kind of been something that's, you know, really come to the forefront over the last couple of years through COVID and exposed really a lot of dealers, is warehousing. You know, how do they procure their appliances?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know it is not easy. We currently have 4 large warehouses, about 200,000 square feet of warehouse space currently, housing an awful lot of product. It's inefficient. But I will tell you, and this is super important, okay, that in parts of the country, certainly New England, I would say the East Coast down to about Pennsylvania, even further down, we go further down, probably down to the Carolinas, there are buying consortiums. And what do I mean by that? That means they're buying groups, and they're a great strategy. The idea is leverage the buying power to get cheaper prices, to keep your prices low. Like, I like the concept, okay? But at the end of the day, those warehouses are not their own. That product is not held for them. It is not theirs. It is not yours. So when they say they have something in stock, slow down. Do you have it in stock? And if they say yes in COVID, and if they tell you they're going to hold it, I'm going to tell you 95% of appliance dealers don't have a warehouse. So where are they holding it? The manufacturers aren't, folks. If anyone tells you a manufacturer is, they're lying. If anyone tells you these buying consortiums are holding them, they're lying. We're part of them. We own our own 200,000 square feet of warehouse. We're actually building a new one for 220,000 square feet more. But the reality of it is, if they tell you that, I'm going to tell you to do this in COVID. Oh, you're going to hold it for me? Great. Can you send me a picture of the serial number? I just want to make sure that it's the same serial number you delivered to me. And if by chance, when I call you to schedule delivery, it's not available, you'll give it to me for free, right? Because you have it. The phone will go dead silent. The amount of folks that we are dealing with having been lied to by competitive stores, internet retailers, you know, the economy's slowing. The prices, unfortunately, aren't coming down. But as things slow, and most sales stores are hugely commissioned salespeople, it's a real problem for consumers. So don't be lied to, you know. And if they say those things and it sounds too good to be true, then ask a few more questions. Okay, protect yourself. What else, Fran?
So I think that's pretty much kind of the rundown and the checklist. And I know there's kind of a lot there, but, you know, these are questions that we get all the time, and just some things that, you know, not only just for sales and showroom, but all these other things that are really critical to make sure that you're checking when you are purchasing appliances, especially whether it's a one-off appliance or a full kitchen. It's really important because you want to make sure that your service and you're satisfied really from the sales to the delivery to the install to the service to the warranties to all those things are all critical at some point in the life of that appliance. Trust me, you will be using all of those things.
Yeah, I do. It's great. Hopefully this helps some people. I'll answer a few because they're in there. Nate, I know you're still out there, pal. You're working on that project. You have a lot of questions. I think you're in the Midwest, I think. And we got your email last week. We will reach out to you. We will help you. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be today. This most likely, honestly, it'll probably be next week. We're still going through some of that consult that is coming in. And for anyone that's on there on the consult, where we were going with that is we get, as we've been doing this for years now, and this segment over the last probably 6 months now, the questions constantly come up, will we consult outside of market? And we're trying to understand if that would be valuable. And honestly, if we do, folks, there'd have to be a price paid. And where we want to do some exploring is to see what people would be, what that would look like, what people would be willing to, how they would want to see that. Is it a la carte? Is it a whole? So we'd have some follow-up questions. And that's what Nate's alluding to, because we brought this up in last Thursday's segment. But we're still aggregating some of that data. So if anyone on this call today also would be open or would want that as a service. We're not trying to sell this service. This has been asked of us. This wasn't even anything we'd think to do. But if someone would want to do that, we're willing to help. It's just what would that look like? So if you want to do that, reach out to us. You can email us. And as part of that, we said, you know, in this first wave of just information gathering, we'll help answer your questions. So Nate, for you, I know you'd be willing to answer some of those questions for us, which is great. So someone will get back to you, I can promise you, next week. I know we have your information. Someone did also ask in here the recommended minimum distance between a fridge freezer, between the sidewall of a fridge freezer and an oven. I know a lot of the manufacturer specs are pretty tight distances, but what's more practical, 2, 4, and 6? I would never, this is not passing the buck, but I would tell you, you have to check with your local building inspector. Mm-hmm. Because let's just say you did what's right for you and you go to sell the home, or God forbid there's a fire or something worse happened. And I'm not certainly hoping any of that would happen. It may be very unlikely, but the fact of the matter is you'd be responsible. So it's the game the consumer gets hung up on as to what trumps what, the manufacturer specification or the local building code in the town. I'd start with the local building code in the town, because that's what your insurance is going to go back to. If your local building inspector then says to go back to the manufacturer for a recommendation, then maybe we could explore the specification. And to your point, it's going to vary by brand, some will call it out, some won't, you know, just functionally. So it sounds like you have a tight space. So just hopefully I would start there. I would start with making sure you do it right. Or if you know what you're up against, if maybe you don't do it exactly how they want it, but that's on you to vet that out. And someone said, looking to buy a Perlick refrigerator, freezer one, how are these products? They're not great. Honestly, Perlick is a struggling company, came out initially. You should be buying True appliances. If you're looking at the brand True, if you want that commercial look, fit and feel, Perlick is not the brand. Riddled with a lot of service. I think it maybe long-term will be something. It is not ready for prime time, and the prices you're paying, you're overpaying for what you believe to be commercial, but does not act commercial in reality. So I would try to find a local True dealer, TRUE. They make commercial, the biggest in commercial refrigeration, and they've been making residential very well for the last, say, 10 years. So that would be a recommendation there.
All right. Okay. So I think that's all the questions for today. And again, just as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, if you are interested in receiving the appliance dealer comparison checklist, we're just kind of launching this out here today. You can email us at help@yaleappliance.com and we'll send that right over to you.
Fran, one other thing, I cut you off a lot. It's no different at work, folks. When we're not on screen, it happens. We're big personalities, but we are going to do a super show. We talked mm-hmm. about a super show.
Yep.
What is a super show?
So it's going to be a little bit of an extended time. You know, I know sometimes we run over anyways, but
no, I'm sure just what everyone wanted to spend more time with us.
But the number one most asked, most you know, complex questions or the things that people get the most confused about is no doubt ventilation. And there's, you know, we were talking about this yesterday and it's like, you know, there's just so much to cover there. And it really, to do it in one episode is, it's a lot. So we're going to try to next week kind of put a lot out there for ventilation, talk about ventilation terms and installation and what's out there and, you know, codes and certain things like that. But we're going to kind of, you know, try to structure this into a little bit of a longer episode for you.
Yeah, so
probably
it might be about an hour or so. Yeah, it'll probably be an hour. We talked about doing two segments and cutting them up. But invariably, what we see when you guys are asking questions are all your questions coming up on the screen. And I like to answer them, but I get super sidetracked into answering them. So I never feel like we do a great job educating, just people want not so pointed on the question. Mm-hmm. But they're great questions to ask. So we are really going to go for an hour. And if it goes longer, great. We'll continue to answer the questions, but we'll also educate like crazy on it. Because I think for people to have an aha moment and really get ventilation, to break it up into two segments can kind of be overwhelming and choppy. I think it's better to just do one kind of super show, if you will, and run it that way. And it may be next week or it may not be. I may be going to the Brothers Osborne concert next Thursday.
So listen.
I know I haven't told you, but this has been on my bucket list for a long time. But so we'll chat either way, but you'll see a posting this week. Yeah. Our next show will be that show.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. There's a lot there, and I think it'll be a great information session. We'll have fun anyway, Fred.
Listen, if it's a super show, it's got to be like the Super Bowl. We'll have one week in between, you know, make sure it's good, and then we'll be all set, ready to go. So,
all right, great. Well, thank you all for your questions, Nate. We promise we'll get back to you next week. You're on my radar, and I know some other folks have filled out as well. We'll be getting back to them in the next week or so and asking some more questions and hopefully answering some more of yours.
All right, thanks everybody. See you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.